repeat the Earth Mother spoke and said, "From me you can learn many things. You can listen to my sound. And as God sheds his grace upon you, so too do I help you and teach you, and from me you are nourished and you learn. For as I nourish the things of the earth, so too do I nourish the spirit. For it is my spirit that speaks through you and helps you and can guide you. Listen to me and learn." And the earth was quiet. And when I went to the sky, I held the pipe up towards the heavens, and I stood up and I looked at all the star nations. And I said, "You, O sky, are vast and great, and in you there are many mysteries." And from the sky I heard a voice. And the sky said, "There are many things you can learn from me. But you must understand that in your heart you have asked a question, and I wish you to learn many things." The sky said, "You have looked upon my star nations, and you have seen all the things around you. And in your heart you have asked, 'What am I before this universe? Dear God, what am I worth?' And you must understand the words of Christ, and you must understand the things that he said and what he meant when he said that God knows every hair on your head. The universe is vast, but God understands each and every one of us. And do not be frightened by the quantity of the things in the universe. For it is not the quantity, but it is how you make your heart. It is the quality of things. You must learn to guide and make your spirit pure, and you must understand that in the midst of this universe, that by being pure and that by being holy, God knows your presence. And he knows your every action, and to him you are as dear to him as every other thing is in the whole world and in the whole universe. God is close to you and he knows you well. You must understand this." And the sky was quiet. And then I prayed, and I went before the flag of Wakantanka, and all the flags rose and blew, but that one stood still. And I prayed to hear a sound, yet I heard no voice. But I knew that I would be heard, and I prayed to Wakantanka, and yet he only remained quiet, and no voice came forth, but the presence I knew was there, and I was at peace. So I thanked God once again for all the things he had given me, for all the love he had shown me, and I prayed that I would learn and that I would understand. So I stayed up as much as I could. I chanted songs that I knew. I prayed prayers that I knew. And I felt those presences around me, and I knew that they had not left. And I asked God to guide me and to teach me and to help me understand. That night passed by, and another morning came. And I prayed that whole morning with all my heart and with all my soul. And I went to each of the directions, and I called out. And I knew that they were there and that they listened. And I said, "Oh Lord, dear God, hear me. And know my prayer is strong. Know that I love my Lord, and know that I love these things that the Indians have taught me. I have been frightened, but I know that Arthur prays for me, and that all the people pray for me. And I ask you, dear God, to help me understand more. And I ask you, dear God, to help the directions teach me." That morning I heard no voices, no sounds, yet I did not despair, and I held my pipe and I prayed. When the sun came overhead, I held the pipe up towards the sky, and I prayed to the afternoon sun. Then I knelt down before Wakantanka, and somewhere far in the distance, I heard a machine or a tractor rolling, and I thought of New York with all the tall buildings and everything else, and I said, "Dear God, as you did, Wakantanka, men have built buildings, have made planes, have made so many things, and God, they've forgotten. They've made all these things, but they've forgotten that it is you that have given them the mind and the heart to build them with. It is you that have given them material to make these things." And no sooner had I finished my prayer that I heard a squeak that sent such a chill through my spine. And I looked up and directly overhead. I don't fully understand this because I had never seen a white eagle before. But before my eyes, hovering overhead, was a white eagle with its wings spread out. And it hovered before me and it looked down upon my eyes, and I stood there and I glared at it. And as I looked, it was making its cry, "Ah!" over and over and over again. And then it went off in between the west and the south. And it hovered over in that direction down into the valley. And I watched it leave. And I knew that Wakantanka had heard my prayer and that he was pleased. And so I prayed and I went in the directions and the winds began to blow. Once again I approached the west. And once again the flags went down and stood still, and once again the flag of the west shook with its power and with its might. And the west was kind of still and silent. But I felt that I would learn from it, and I heard a voice come forth and say, "I have a second lesson to teach you, and I wish you to know it well. You have heard what I have told you, and you have heard that you must be bold and you must be strong. When you saw my lightning come and my thunders roar, you were afraid, but you stood your ground, and that is good. But you must understand that I am only but a small power in comparison to that of Wakantanka, our grandfather. And you must learn that as you feared my strength, that was well, only in one respect. You must learn to be strong, but never to fear any man or anything. But you must only always understand the power of Wakantanka, and you should always fear the power of God. You should try to live your life good, and you should try to understand that it is from Wakantanka that you learn many things, and that you must not fear men, that you must stand strong, but you should understand the power of God and understand the fear of God." And I walked over and I thanked Wakantanka. Then I went over to the power of the north, and the power of the north stood there. And it was then I asked the question. In my mind came forth the picture of the sacred pipe and how the Indians had told me over and over again that the pipe stood in the north. And I remember Arthur had told me that the guardian of the pipe is in the north, and I said, "Why, O sacred north, does the pipe stand there?" And the north said, "Think of my direction." And when I thought of the direction of the north, I felt a cold wind. And I could see clear in my mind, like a projection, a picture of Alps, of enormous mountains filled with snow. And the north said to me, "You see what you see in your heart. When you think of my direction, you see the mountains and you feel the cold winds and you see the snow. But what you see is white and what you see is pure. Now when the people think of my land, they think of the snow-capped mountains. They think of all that is white. They think of all that is pure and clean. And for them, the pipe stands in the north, and I guard it because the pipe is holy. It is pure and it is clean. And this is why we say the pipe stands in the north, and why it is a symbol of strength, and why I guard it, and why it is holy." And I went back and I prayed to Wakantanka, and I went to the east. And the east rose, and I could see the sun there so bright and strong, and it said, "You see my light shine upon all the things of the earth." It said, "As I shed my light upon the things of the earth and make them grow, so to remember that Wakantanka sheds his light upon the hearts of men. And that as my light is a grace upon the things of the earth and it makes them healthy and makes them strong, remember that Wakantanka's light is his grace. And that Wakantanka sheds his grace upon the hearts of men and that he makes spirits grow. And that he gives them light and he gives them virtue and he fills them with such strength and holiness and with such light. And that it is from him that these things come and that you must learn to pray. And you must learn as well to shed your light and to help the spirits of men grow and to help them understand. And I went to the south, and I prayed, and once again the south was quiet. And I said, please, south, be with me. Please, south, hear me, and please be a close friend of mine. And the quietness of the south touched me. Where the voice came forth and it said, I am the symbol of the silence of the spirit. You must learn those times to be strong and to be wise, but as well you must learn that there are times when you must be silent and at peace. You must learn the meaning of inner tranquility. You must learn that you must be as the depths of the ocean, that you must be still and stern and strong. This is what you must learn from. It is from these depths and from this silence that all that is good and holy rises. And once again I went to the earth and I prayed, and the earth said, listen to my rocks, my trees, my rivers, my waters. Listen to all the things of my land, for they have much to teach you. And they will teach you, and you will learn from them, and they will tell you many things. And I went to the sky and I prayed and I said, Grandfather, please let the sky teach me and please let it hear me. And the sky was good. And the sky said the same thing. The sky said that my star nations are all over and that from them you can learn many things. And that if there are things that you do not understand, always hold your pipe up towards the heavens and always pray. For the star nations shed their light upon all things as well, and their brilliance touch all the quarters of the universe. And remember that they are your friends, and that they can teach you, and that they will tell you many things. And when I prayed to Wakan Tanka, I stood there this time. And once again I felt the stillness, and I didn't know whether I would be answered or whether I would hear anything. But no voice came forth. But I stood there and I knelt there and I figured that I would pray there during the day. And sometime during the day I fell into something of what I call a trance. My eyes were open and my hands gripped the pipe with such a force that I thought I would break the stem. And I had paid no attention to where the stem was pointing, but I saw something with my eyes and I saw lines being drawn. And a line came forth from the west towards the center. And then one from the north towards the center of a circle. Then again from the east to the center of the circle, and from the south to the center of the circle. Then it emanated and it came forth from the earth to the center, from the sky to the center. And in this symbol, it said, these are the teachings of the four directions. Put them in your heart. Learn them well. Listen to them. And you will always be close to me. Close to me. And when I heard these words, I was holding the pipe and with such force, and my eyes looked. And I looked at the stem, and the stem was pointing directly towards the eagle feather. And I felt that that was the voice of God, or his messenger. I won't really say what I thought, because the awesomeness of the event was so strong and so written in my heart that I looked. And I saw the stem pointing there, and I looked, and I felt such strength and at the same time fear in my heart. And in my heart I knew where the voice had come from, and I knew who had given me a message. And I prayed and I thanked God Almighty for that I had heard these words. And it made me feel good, and I cried in my heart many, many times when I had heard all these things. And so I stood still during the day, and I prayed that I would grow and that I would understand. Finally, during the afternoon, there were many bugs running around. And this was strange, because they were scattered all about me. And in a way, they were bothering me. They were bees and wasps and bugs that I had never ever seen before, and caterpillars and spiders and... I was trying to squat them away, but then finally something touched me in my heart, and I said, God Almighty, you know, many of the Indians have spoken about being close to the earth, and here I am praying to the earth. And at the same time, here I am trying to squat away different things, the little peoples that Black Elk had prayed for and spoken to. And I said, and I remembered Black Elk when he said, remember when you're on a vision quest, you can learn from everything. He said, remember you can even learn from something as tiny as an ant. And I said, God, forgive me for even that. And I said, Father, I've always wanted to be close to the things of the earth, the big things, the four-legged, the little things. Make my heart pure and help me to understand. And then I prayed to Saint Francis, because Saint Francis had that same affinity. And I said, Francis, help me to understand. Help me to see these things, to grow, to learn. And I heard a horse's cry. And I looked over the pasture, directly over the hill, and I saw somewhere in the valley one of the horses that were loose. And it was one of Arthur's, I think, studs, and he was called Big Red. And he cried, and I could see him looking down from the valley, looking up overhead. And when this had happened, I paid my attention to the horse until finally I looked down. And directly where I was, kneeling before the flag of Wakantanka, it was the strangest scene because I was so afraid. It was like an army of little people laying down in front of me. There were all sorts of insects. There was a spider there. There was insects that I never saw before, and there were bees and wasps. But instead of flying all around, they stood still. And as I was kneeling, they were right before my very own eyes. And I thought that perhaps it was me, and I held out my hand. But it was such a strange feeling, because it was like something had touched me so deeply, and now instead of being afraid, or instead of actually feeling some sort of hate or antagonism, I felt such a love in my heart for even the little things. And I held out my hands, and the little things crawled upon one hand. And I thought that it was me, and I put my hand up to my face, and there were flies and bugs there. And they were looking at me with their eyes straight into mine. And I put down my other hand, and those insects came upon my hands. And I had both my hands open, and two hands full of insects looking at me. And I cried at that moment, and I said, Dear God, I said, what is this that even our hearts, when we open them and when we concentrate them, that even the little people come? And even the little people become your friends and are filled with so much love. And I put my hands down and they crawled off. And both of them, and I said, please may I never be the same again towards you. And may I always love to love and to pray for even the little things. And may I always pray for the four-leggeds and for all the creatures of the earth. And it was strange because I heard a hiss in the background. And when I heard a hiss, I knew that there were snakes around, or that I had never seen anything, but I heard something crawling. And when I looked down at the bottom of the hill, I thought it was something like a snake that I heard, and I heard the rattles. But for some reason, it wasn't so much that as that I felt no fear. It was at that instant that I felt almost at one with everything in the whole world. I felt that there was such love in my heart that not the little things, not the four-leggeds, not the snakes, not anything in the world would harm me. And I felt that there was a love there for all the things, for the wingeds and all the things of the earth that I had never felt before. And I think I learned at that moment what it really meant to be one with the whole world, with the whole universe. And I was grateful for that moment, and I had learned much by it. That night came, and I prayed during the day. And the sunset came, and I held the pipe up, and I prayed to all the directions as I had always done, and the winds were blowing, and they were strong. The directions said nothing, but I felt their presence, and I knew their love was with me. And then finally it grew dark, and the stars were out bright. And this time the moon was full. And when I looked upon the moon, I said, it suddenly hit me, and I said, Dear God, Arthur said that if any of the powers were to be close to me, he said that the moon was going to be one of my dearest friends. And I looked at the moon, and I said, Do you realize, moon, that I have not even prayed to you? or that I have not even tried to learn from you. And I held the pipe up towards the moon, and I said, Moon, teach me. And I held the pipe, and I looked down, and I prayed towards the Wakantanka's flag. And within that sacred square, there came such a bright light. And the light grew strong and firm. And I looked up, and it was a full moon, and the rays of the moon shone so bright that they made that very sacred square shine. And then the moon grew dim. Then it shined once again, and it grew dim. And I became frightened because I saw the moon, and when I looked up at it, there was a happy face on it, and it shined with such splendor, and then it dimmed. Then a new face came upon the moon, and it was sad, and it shined with such force once again, and then it became dim. Then once again, the face of the moon showed a stern face, as if it was disciplined and hard, and then it shined, and then it became dim once more. Then that moon showed a happy face, and it was a tranquil face, one that was full of so much peace. And it shined, and it became dim again. And I looked at that moon, and I felt, dear God, I said, it didn't look at those things. But it was strange, because I felt, even when I saw those things, I felt that the moon had not spoken to me, had not given me its message, and I felt sad. But I stayed there, and I prayed, and I stayed up during that night. And I said to Wakantanka, help me and guide me, and let my guardian spirits be with me. And I held that pipe, and I was next to the flag of Wakantanka, and suddenly from the earth's flag, I saw a hand just come forward as if it went to touch my knee. And I jumped with such fear, and I turned around me, but the whole area was so clear, and I looked everywhere, but there was nothing in sight. And my whole body trembled, and I shook, and I was so afraid. And I said, and I knelt before Wakantanka, and I said, God, I want to learn. I want to understand. But please take the fear from my heart. Or at least if it is to be someone or something, help it to be in such a way that I will understand it without such fear. And I held the pipe, and I looked directly over towards the east. And standing there at the east, I saw a tall Indian. And he was standing there with braided hair, with a breechcloth and moccasins. And he was a warrior. He was built strong and powerful, and he had his arms crossed. And his eyes were gleaming like fireballs, and there was a smile upon his face. And I looked at him, and there was tears in my eyes, and I smiled because I knew that I had met a friend that I know will be with me for the rest of my life. It was quiet then. I went to sleep, and I woke the next morning, and I prayed. I went to each of the directions, and I prayed. When I went to the west said to me, I have a final message to teach you. And I said, yes, please teach me this, for I wish to learn. And the West said, there are many things that you must understand, many things that you must do to grow. In fact, forgive me, Father, because I've been trying to remember this as wholesomely as I could and as best as possible. But for me, this was the morning of the third day. And I held out the pipe. And I prayed to each of the directions that all good things would come and that they would help me and guide me. So as I said, this was the morning of the third day. I went to each of the directions and I prayed. None of the directions answered me this time, but I felt once again that their presence was there. But when I got up to the sky, I prayed, and I did hear a voice. And the voice from the power of the sky said, "You know, the moon spoke to you last night, but you didn't understand it. It was speaking to you in its own way. Messages from the earth or from the sky or from any of the sacred powers do not always have to come in words. The moon was showing you the faces of your life, and for that matter, the faces in the life of any man. And as it shone you the happy face, it shined bright, and then the sad, and as we said, the stern and the tranquil. And each time it shone its face, it became bright and strong. And the moon was telling you that these are phases that men go through, or that we must go through in our lifetimes. And that you must learn that as you go through happy times, sad times, stern times, when you must be strong, and tranquil times, that you must make your spirit shine through each moment, and you will learn and you will grow." And then the sky was quiet. So I prayed all day once again, and it was strange because I'll never understand myself fully, and I think part of my difficulties is whether I am, but I am. What I mean is, I didn't want to put much in my heart. And I didn't, with all sincerity, I prayed to God that He would guide me. But I remembered something you had told me. You said that to be a medicine man, you were given a certain, Arthur said it, that you're given a certain vision within a circle. And to me, to this day, I have not told Arthur because I was afraid that Arthur might think that I was trying to grab too much. And I was afraid that Arthur might feel this way. But I will tell you something that I have not told any. When I was up on the hill, within the sand, within the circle, something was drawn. And it was powerful because it described all my vision. A circle was drawn. And in one side was a symbol of a cloud and lightning and rain. Then as I went down towards the bottom of the circle on the same side, there was a